Oh, there it is.
Let's go. Sure, because I was ready to do it in case you needed me. I was warming up the vocals.
5 at 5 on the Rokon Show with Anna Taplanter. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Okay, okay, okay. Checking in at...
Number 5.
Hey, Dorian. Former New England Patriots star Rob Gronkowski. We remember him. Gronk. Opened up about the types of injuries he has sustained during his time with the team. Remember, he retired at, what is he, 29? Yeah, like he's like
29.
Seems so young to me, and he was
30 now. But I guess
right.
29 is basically when his playing days ended.
So successful in an interview on CBS, he revealed to Rena Ninon how many concussions he has endured in his playtime.
I will let my son play football, but first off, I will educate him on the game. You know, educate him on like what I went through. And I truly believe that anything, you know, any injury that you receive is fixable, though. I mean, I went through it. I had 9 surgeries. Probably had, like, 20 concussions in my life. Like, no lie. Probably, like, I remember, like, 5, like, blackout ones. Like,
but you
I don't remember.
You had a pint of blood drained from your body after the Super Bowl because of internal bleeding.
Yes, because of internal bleeding. But, like I said, I'm fixed.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm fixed, he says there.
Wow.
And, you know... It's sad to say, but when you hear this and you think of a guy, you know, who's only really a young man.
30
and
years old.
You hate to say this, but his future's almost inevitable. And we've seen it time and time again, players, former players in their 40s and 50s who are suffering the effects of playing for it. So, you know, all due respect, you ain't fixed. And, you know, a lot of that stuff is going to be a lifetime thing. Andrew Luck, by the way, turned 30 today and people were criticizing him for retiring. This is why.
Right, right. Their bodies receive so much abuse. Why are people, Kevin, why are they on Gronk watch, though? If you turn on, like, you look on social media, everyone's like, well, he's coming back. The announcement's coming any second now. Is this part of that? Does this feel like something like that to you? That's it's PR thing?
Not necessarily. I mean, he's sort of making himself a brand where he's this entertainment guy and this entertainment mogul popping up on TV specials here and there. And look, I'm not going to play doctor, but if there's one thing you can't really fix, it's the CTE and these brain injuries that they're enduring. The pint of blood that was drawn from his body came from his thigh. He suffered a pretty bad injury in the Super Bowl. He said he couldn't sleep for days. I think that's a little bit different than your brain, Gronk. So it's obviously something to keep in mind. It's crazy what these guys go through. I mean, it's, you know, we've heard past players say going through a game of football is like enduring a car wreck. And I don't know exactly how accurate that is, but I mean, yeah. I'm sure in some cases it probably is pretty similar to going through a car crash.
I remember a former player once telling me, even when you're so-called healthy, and as Kevin knows, no one's ever 100% in the NFL ever. Yeah. But this player told me that even if he had no injuries to speak of, if you woke up what he woke up on Monday morning feeling, you would immediately call 911 and go to the emergency room because you'd be in that much pain. Because that's how much shocking pain you'd feel.
Yeah, I think, and also to your question, Anna, the Gronk watch thing, there was just stuff on social media. People will bombard. Are you going to come back, Gronk? And people are just kind of, well, maybe he'll come back midway through the season. You know, so
right.
I don't know.
So
maybe he will.
Maybe not real. It's just maybe hopeful, I guess, the Patriots.
Hopeful. People throwing it out there.
All right. Well, that's Gronk. Let's get check in at...
Number four.
Senator Ted Cruz, well, he hedged when asked if he would accept Mayor Lori Lightfoot's invitation to visit Chicago to discuss the impact of guns on the city. Remember, the mayor said, well, come on out here, Senator Cruz, if you want to talk about Chicago and invoke the name of our city. We'll ride the streets together. We'll talk about things. But Ted Cruz says a meeting like that, well, it's just going to turn into a political spectacle. The invitation, this is his quote, the invitation as I perceive it, is to a political circus that does not seem a terribly attractive invitation. Cruz told he said that to the Christian Science Monitor. Lightfoot said she was not at all surprised that Senator Cruz is not jumping at the chance to visit Chicago.
It's ironic that a guy like Ted Cruz talks about a political stunt. He's the master of political stunts. But my invitation to him to Chicago was sincere. I think it's not ever a good idea to cast aspersions on a community, particularly one as rich and diverse as the city of Chicago, without knowing any facts. Come here, come to the west side, come to the south side, learn what we're actually doing, talk to the members of the community who whose lives are at risk, and help us build community and give us get resources to help us address the gun violence. It's not a surprise to me whatsoever that Mr. Cruz says, oh, let me give you this excuse why I'm not going to come to Chicago. If you're not going to come to Chicago, you're not going to learn the facts. Keep our name out of your mouth.
She said it again. Remember, that was how she started the whole thing.
She's absolutely right. Although, honestly, I don't. Who cares? I don't want him here. What's he going to do?
What would that be?
He just met with Alyssa Milano, you know, and then...
How'd that go?
You know, talking about the political circus, and I love what she's doing, but it doesn't do anything. He's not going to do anything.
It didn't change the thing. It was civil. Yeah. That was nice to see. There was a civility. There was a conversation, but at the end of the day, do we need Senator Kerry?
No, we're fine. We're fine without anything. You, pal.
All right, let's take a break here. We're going to check in and see what's coming up bottom of the hour. Then we're going to get to your three, your two, your one. We're going to talk to the CEO of Edelman Communications about why he signed that letter the CEO sent to Washington about guns and gun control, what they're suggesting, why he signed it, what they're doing. But first, Kim Gordon with what's coming up bottom of the hour in the news.
And a more severe weather could be threatening the Bahamas. We're following the path of this latest storm. We'll bring you the details coming up.
Hey, this week on Chicago's Best, it's all about juicy, meaty, tender goodness from porterhouse steak to whole fish. It's Chicago's Best Off the Bone, Sunday night, 10 WGN TV.
Great read, Richard Roper.
I prefer ribeye.
Ribeye's the pick for you?
It's my number one.
What about you, Rich?
Medium rare.
Porterhouse.
Say it again.
I'm just
even
saying.
Slower.
I'm giving Kev a little
food porn.
Steak
even
porn there.
This time.
All right, take it easy, buddy.
I was just at a steakhouse the other day. One of those that they come along with all of them on the platter and show them to you and sort of touch them with that little
and
stick.
Give you the whole description. I prefer the ones where they actually take the cow and they bring the cow into the restaurant with the drawings on it.
It's like, what do you want? What do you want?
Health code violations,
you want that?
But it's
you
worth
want this?
It.
Yeah. All right, we're in the middle of the top five at five. We've got your three, your two, your one. So checking in at
number three.
Mm-hmm. Uh oh, what? What?
What's that?
Why?
Mm-hmm. Why? Good question. What's that, you ask? The village people, of course. They definitely see a need to be unhappy. In fact, they're angry. The White House helped a YMCA spoof video go viral because no one got their permission, apparently. So they're not happy with that. Victor Willis, writer and frontman for the village people, says his group is not impressed by the Missouri farmers who threw down their best disco moves while standing in cornfields. Lots of chicken, milk, and cows, and even soy behind them. The intent of the USMCA, you know, the USMCA spoof, is to push Congress, hey, pass that new US-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. That's what they want.
We need to pass the USMCA. We need to pass the USMCA. We can grow everything that people enjoy, like milk, chicken, eggs, and soy. USMCA.
Trying to get Congress's attention. That you're done with that, right?
Well, can I just two quick observations here about this? Hey, I'm not sure they know about the true meaning of that song since they're having so much fun with the message they might be sending out, which I love. But you know, the YMCA wasn't really about just playing basketball at the YMCA. You know, I think sometimes people lose sight of that. The other thing is, leave it to these guys to use a song from 1978 as a cutting edge parody.
It looked cute. Yeah. I guess the village people are not happy with it. They're trying to get the attention, and there's a lot on the agenda for Congress. They're trying to consider what they're going to make moves on, if anything. And, you know, we're going to hear a little bit later from the CEO of Edelman about the CEOs who are trying to get gun control legislation passed. This is farmers want this passed. I don't know. Does that do the trick? Does Congress look at that and say, okay, let's act?
And by the way, it's parody, so there's nothing. You don't have to get anybody's permission.
It's like you can't
I believe they're going to be doing
it.
Copacabana by Barry Manilow next, a parody, and they might find out that Mandy wasn't really about a girl either. Okay.
Whoops. Yeah. All right, checking in at
number two,
Jennifer Lopez. Dropped by the Tonight Show last night talking about her new movie Hustlers, which you'll be reviewing coming up at the just a little bit here. Opening Friday, it does. This film about strippers fleecing Wall Street high rollers require J-Lo to learn how to, you know, to do the pole dance. You got to pole dance if you're a stripper, which wasn't easy, she said, even for someone with her expertise and her kind of dance moves. So Lopez turned to her friend, former exotic dancer, Cardi B. Well, she knows how to do that, right? She's winding up the movie as herself.
It's like acrobats. It's like learning gymnastics or something, you know, but with a pole. It was super hard. I remember I called Cardi. Cardi's in the movie as well, Cardi B. And she, I was like, you have to be in this movie.
And she's like,
you know this world.
Yeah,
you know this world. You could teach us. I'm learning how to pole dance. I said, it is really hard. This is really hard. She goes, oh, yeah. It took me years to master. But now I'm great at it. I mean, and I was like, well, then you have to be in the movie. And she was like, absolutely.
She's, I know you're going to tell us about it. I hope, I kind of hope this movie's good. I'm a J-Lo fan. I like, you know, she's a great dancer. Yeah. There's,
and Cardi B is in it. If you took out all the F-bombs in her lines, she would have like two words in the film. But she, yeah, we'll talk about it a little bit. But okay. It's interesting because people say, oh, gosh, it looks like, you know, just the female Magic Mike or something. And then, you know, it comes out of the film festivals and people are using like the Oscar word.
I heard the Oscar word. I was wondering if that was serious. So we'll have to talk
about
that.
I'll let you know.
Okay. J-Lo also rumored to be among those potentially who are part of the Super Bowl halftime show. So her name's out there for that as well.
Lip sync with the best of them. I mean, she's a great performer.
Ouch. Richard Roper. Did I just
I think she's doing it. I think she's going to do it.
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
It seems like you wouldn't be mentioning it if it wasn't somewhere in the pipeline, but we'll find out more about that. Coming up, finally checking in at
number one.
Just a precious interaction between a father and daughter has gone viral after the young girl was caught wearing lipstick. Peter Sowell went viral after posting the video to Facebook after he was caught in the bathroom with lipstick all over his face.
Did you do anything in the bathroom?
Mm-mm. I was putting some lipstick on and then I was giving my phone.
Whose was that?
It was my lipstick.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Did you ask anybody if you could put it on?
I asked myself. Yeah.
So whose lipstick is that?
Mine.
You bought it?
Yeah.
Where'd you buy that?
My lipstick?
Yeah.
I buy it from Home Depot.
Home Depot.
Oh,
that is adorable. My lipstick. Did you say lipstick?
It's very, very cute, and we are raising an entire generation of children who in 15 years are going to hate their parents for posting everything that ever happened in their lives.
Because it'll always be out there, but it's super cute, she's so adorable. She's going to be proud of that. All right, let's wrap this thing up.
The top five at five.